IBM Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining IBM's podcast series. Today we have Mike Ziegler, Director of Mobile First Tiger Team, and he's here to talk to us about IBM WorkLife versus companies that are looking to build from scratch their own mobile platforms versus what they could do with purchasing IBM's WorkLife product. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Michael. Thanks a lot for setting this up, and I'm excited to talk to the team today about this. You know, when customers tell us that they're going to do it themselves, typically they're going to do it one of two ways. One way is they're going to go hire an agency, and that agency is going to build apps for them, mobile apps, with native code, right? They're going to build their own app for iOS. They're going to build their own app for Android, their own app for BlackBerry. And it doesn't take very long for a customer to realize how expensive and costly this methodology is, and why that methodology doesn't scale and doesn't put their organization and enterprise into the best space possible. Now, you'll have people that will argue with you that, oh, I'm looking for that native experience. That native experience is unique and it's better, and I can't get that with a hybrid approach. And I always tell people to challenge those folks. Well, what is it you can't do in HTML5 that you want to be able to do that you can only do in native? Typically, what you'll hear back is a blank stare, because they don't know. They're just repeating something they heard. Or they'll come back with something. If they come back with something, typically what we like to say, hey, if I could build that for you and demonstrate the same functionality and the same capability in HTML5, would you buy WorkLife? This usually does put that challenge right front and center. But that's not the case that we encounter most of the time. Most of the time when we encounter some team or enterprise that is going to go down that do-it-yourself road, what they're going to do is they're going to go out and download Apache Cordova or download PhoneGap, same product, right? And they're going to go down that path themselves with that open source software. And when they're going down that path, you know what? They're 80% of the way there to being on WorkLife, because they've already bought into that hybrid approach then. They've already bought into the value of code reuse. And the great news is that with WorkLife, we've actually automated on top of that. Because the first thing that I always tell clients is the barrier to building a great mobile app is having a great designer and a great developer. If you've got those two things, you can build a great mobile app. You don't need WorkLife. You don't need anything to do that. But do you want to maintain that app? Are you going to update that app? Are you going to build multiple apps? Are you going to make sure that that app goes across multiple platforms and form factors? Okay, now you need to start thinking about a tool set to help you do that. And that's the great thing about WorkLife, because what WorkLife has done is they've taken Apache Cordova and they've built tools and a platform on top of that framework. And what those tools do is they help automate some of the very processes that are core to that developer's work to develop that application. So what we do with WorkLife is we take Apache Cordova and we add the ability to do enterprise authentication and single sign-on seamlessly. We add the ability to natively go do enterprise connectivity, including data transformation, synchronization, and mashups. We add tools that allow you to do functional testing across multiple devices. We add capabilities that allow you to optimize for different mobile form factors and runtime skinning, that enable you to do end-to-end encryption and security, version management, application distribution and governance, the ability to do analytics and reporting, push notification. We automate that continuous upgrade cycle that we're seeing around mobile operating systems, around all the new framework APIs that come out on a regular basis. We enable people to do user blacklisting in response to a security incident. And we create the ability to ramp scalability for peak period, maybe something like Black Friday, maybe Fridays at the beginning of the month when a lot of paychecks come in. if you don't have a platform that provides those tools, those are things that you're going to have to figure out as a company how you're going to manage yourself.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I think you make some great points here. And as a matter of fact, it sounds almost too good to be true. And when you think about what you're discussing about the WorkLife platform, that might be actually the reason why people would go and want to build it themselves. It just sounds too expensive. So how would you talk to your customers about that?
Well, when you think about the cost of doing that on your own as compared to the cost of buying a tool that does that for you, the ROI on that is incredible. But Forrester just completed a 5-year ROI on IBM WorkLife versus this do-it-yourself approach. And their calculations uncovered that the 5-year ROI on IBM WorkLife versus leveraging an open source tool was 363%. So the cost that you spend to go and buy something like WorkLife, be able to do these things, the benefit that you get far exceeds the cost to go and purchase a tool like this. And this, like I said, this has been validated by an independent company, Forrester, who did a 5-year ROI on IBM WorkLife, comparing it to this very scenario that we're discussing.
Mike, I can imagine that there's a lot of listeners out there that are pretty excited about what you're saying and would be thinking right now, how can we get started? Do you have any advice for them?
Well, for our clients, the first thing that I would ask them to do is to contact their local IBM client representative or WebSphere rep. They've got all the details on WorkLife, how it's priced, how it's procured, and some of the features and how those features work that we haven't even discussed today. They will leverage my team in the background or directly to help a client demo that product, see how it works, even get hands-on with a proof of technology or potentially a proof of concept. We've got a ton of references in about every industry to be able to demonstrate where other companies with similar setups as your own have received great value and had a great experience leveraging the capabilities of IBM WorkLife. For our sellers, what I would say is you need to go out and make sure that you have the materials that you need to be able to start this conversation with your client. I'd encourage you to come to the IBM Mobile First website to be able to find some of the presentations that I've done, my team has done, along with the recorded audio. Ultimately, if you need help delivering this message, please send an email to ibmmobile@us.ibm.com. We go through a process with my Tiger team twice a week to take in those requests and schedule people on my team to help teams in the field deliver this message, get this process started, and even perform workshops with clients around their mobile aspirations and the best entry points to get started.
Well, Mike, I think that that's terrific. Our listeners are going to get a great deal out of this brief podcast, and I want to thank you very much for joining us and look forward to talking to you again in the near future about the next versions of WorkLife and what it can do for IBM sellers as well as the customers that they work with. Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, Michael. I look forward to it.
IBM. Podcast.